They just keep holding me, won't let go. Holding me, won't let go. I need armor, 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 armor to armor them down. I need a rama, a rama, a rama, a rama to ram them down. They just keep teasing me, and you know they feel like they don't know, provoking me. But this is all I know. I need a rama, a rama, a rama, a rama to ram them down. I need a rama, a rama, a rama, a rama to hammer them down.
To ram them down, I need armor, armor, armor. So my friend, I wish that you could see. Blancos.
Talk about the cha-cha.
rock steady's it. Steady rock he's it. Rock steady's it. Steady rock he's it.
And do so ever dig it up it. Come there in it. All then. Batman ends, you see. Thing go on all then, good and bad. Behave yourself and you're good. That is it. Yeah.
religion was a key part of African cultural life. West African religion in particular was believed to be infused with the music of life force and the natural beat. West African culture and music also became critical survival tools in the Americas. The rhythms of African music survived the transatlantic slave trade, appearing in the stylings of African American music. Specifically, sophisticated elements of offbeat rhythms found in African music emerged in the spirituals of the antebellum South, where music was played around the beat instead of on it, giving the feeling of the music surrounding the beat. The prison work songs recorded in the 1930s at Angola State Prison in Louisiana retain that feature. Historically, music has been an integral component of African and African American culture, manifesting in modes of worship, medicinal practices, ceremony, and in maintaining connections to our roots. Along with their culture, Africans who were taken to the Americas as slaves retained their musical constructs, rhythms, and even instruments. As such, elements of African music can be found in the slave plantations in the United States during the 18th and 19th centuries, where they reveal themselves in spirituals and the blues, which included cross rhythms and call and response techniques that were features of their African musical heritage.
Gospel music started in the field as slave songs and work songs, songs that many of you know and people sing even with bands and so forth and so on today. But the slave wasn't allowed to sing in its natural tone, which would have been something like, Chosa losa, chosa losa, pues un taba, se me la se fuma la desia. Something like that. They weren't allowed to. So they couldn't sing in their natural language or their native tone, so they were forced to sing like the people at the big house, where they would hear things like, De vieni alla finestra, o mio tesoro. So what happened is it changed. It changed into things like,
Go lay down my burdens down by.
Down by the riverside.
Down by.
Down by.
Down by.
Down by the riverside.
Oh, stay one more.
The folk songs of Southern blacks emphasize the offbeat phrasing of percussion, along with the call and response phrasing typical of African music that became known as spirituals. Among the basic elements of African music that contributed to the creation of spirituals, at least four basic features of African music are found in African American sacred and secular musical style. The complex rhythms or metronome sense, the dominance of the percussion, the offbeat phrasing of melodic accents, and the overlapping call and response patterns. In music, call and response works similarly to a conversation, where, in a combination of two distinct phrases, the first phrase serves as the call.
Go lay down my burden.
And the second phrase is the direct answer.
Down by the riverside.
Call and response became a fundamental feature of the spiritual that provided a pathway for African Americans to encode their stories. Their songs often focused on the Book of Exodus and the story of deliverance from slavery in Egypt. This focus was a product of the infusion of Christian piety in the slave experience for persons of African descent, but it was just as much an expression of resistance that belied their literal desire for freedom underneath the metaphorical biblical passage. The use of cross rhythms or conflicting rhythms occurring at the same time was also a persistent characteristic found in African and African American music, and was often found in spirituals. Another musical style incorporated into African American music, the hot musical style, contained more compelling and driving rhythms and became a central part of the spiritual. It relied on the rhythms of each instrument or voice being steady and reliable, maintaining their own time signature. Use of the voice as the hot element in the spiritual provided the component that inspired a connection to God through music.
you're about to be televised. You picked the right time, but the wrong guy.
Sauerkraut. He wonders who in hell it was that let his secret out.